Have you ever been between a rock and a hard place? A situation that looked absolutely hopeless? Well, David found himself there many times. But what did David do when he found himself in that kind of predicament? He cried out to God. He cried out to the Lord. And my friend, we can do the same thing, and God will hear the cry of his people.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
I would like to read out of Psalm 28. David writes, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle." My friend, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been between a rock and a hard place? Because that's where David finds himself. And this is not the only time he finds himself in this type of predicament, but yet it is a trial. It is a difficulty. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever been in a rough spot, a difficult situation, a trial? Have you ever been in a place where it just looked like there was no way out? It looked like it was over. It's done. It's finished. It looks like your goose is cooked. You know, I can think of some in the Bible that were in this exact predicament. For instance, what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I mean, I'd have to say that they were in a hot situation. It looked like they're about to be put into the frying pan, and we can see that in Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. I mean, these three Hebrew men were in a tight spot, but they refused to bow. They refused to give in. They refused to compromise. Bless God, they will die before they bow. They love God too much to bow. They love God more than they love their own lives. So what did they do? Well, they stuck out like three sore thumbs. Everybody else bowed. All the churches around them bowed, but not them. It looks like it's over. I mean, they could have taken the easy road. I mean, people will say, well, they could have given in just a little bit. Therefore, what happened? Because they did not compromise. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. But my friend, God did not leave them there by themselves. What did God do? He met them there, and God met them in the fire. And if you will be faithful to God, he will meet you in your trial. The Bible said he's a very present help in a time of trouble. God will be there. Maybe you've been there in a time of trouble, but all of a sudden God shows up. These three men were between a rock and a hard place, but God showed up. And if God showed up for them, he can show up for you. You know, I think of Moses along with Israel. They were in a tough spot. I mean, the Red Sea is right in front of them, and there's a mountain on their right side. There's a mountain on their left. Pharaoh, along with his mighty Egyptian army, are breathing down their necks, and it looks hopeless. It looks like it's over. I mean, they are in a squeeze, and there's no way out. But then Moses said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." And the breath of God parted the waters. Not one was left behind. God showed up. The Lord fought for them and delivered them from their enemies. He delivered them from their troubles. My friend, have you ever been in a tough spot? Have you ever been in a hard place? Have you ever had troubles? Folks, God specializes in hard places. This is where God shows up. This is where God steps in. Have you ever heard the song, "Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through?" God specializes in things thought impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. Maybe you're there right now, but my friend, this is an opportunity for God to step in and for God to help you and deliver you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.